another edition of Religion and Rock. I'm Monsignor Jim Vlorn, and here he is, our producer and engineer, the man, Stephen Sheldon.
Hello.
How are you? Right?
I am good. How are you?
All right. It's Happy Mother's Day.
Yes, Happy Mother's
Day. Celebrating Mother's
Day
to
all the moms out there.
Now, you know, you were away last weekend?
Yes, I was.
What were you doing?
I was playing paintball.
Paintball?
Yes, I still play paintball. I'm an overgrown child.
What do you guys do? Like, old men just go out and put folding chairs and shoot at each other?
No, we got walkers and wheelchairs.
You don't run around.
Yeah, I do. I am towards the upper end of the game.
I would think there are
some 70-plus-year-old gentlemen out there who will give some kids runs for their money.
I don't. So then you shoot
Not
little
me, though.
Don't you feel bad shooting little kids? That doesn't bother you?
No, they shoot back.
Oh, Lord almighty, please save me
from
this.
It's an equal playing environment.
I had a new food for the first time in my entire life.
What?
Gyro. Never had that before.
You grew up on Long Island
no
and
gyros.
You've never had a gyro.
I went to this place.
Or an Eero.
Kuzmo's in Lindenhurst.
Yes.
And I got to tell you.
Great place.
Real deal and like a famous place. And the gyro was a fantastic piece of meat.
I can't believe you've never had that.
No, never been there. So now I'm going to find a guy to come cook on my show to cook a gyro. Teach me how to do this on my cooking show.
And you're going to get 1,500 different recipes.
Shoot your gyros over. I'm in the mood. We're celebrating moms today, the great gift of moms. Greek moms, Italian moms, Irish moms, all of that. It's all about the gift of motherhood and parenting. You know, we all have that in our lives in one way or another. There's something really important about that. We need to take time aside and celebrate those people, recognize those people. Today's the day Hallmark kind of does it, so we do it. You know, we celebrate it, and we celebrate the gift of moms. We bless them, and we thank God for the gift of those people in our lives. To start us off, this is Bon Jovi. I'll be there for you.
Guess this time you're really leaving. I heard your suitcase say goodbye. Well, as my broken heart lies bleeding, you say true love, it's suicide. You say you left
I'll be there for you. Well, certainly our families are there for us. Our parents are there for us. And sometimes as a family, we are there for other people, right? So I was at the Kelly Cares dinner at the Hotel Pierre in the city the other day. And interesting, like it's Coach Kelly, who's the head football coach of Notre Dame, his wife, Packy, and their family. What they do every year is they have this fundraising dinner. She's a breast cancer survivor. They have it for other people who are suffering from cancer. What a great, great gift. And they have a wonderful band there, Sheldon, which I thought you would love. Every year, last year was Bon Jovi, right?
Right.
This year I get up and I get to introduce, you know, I love this. And who's the band? Like, this is like one of my favorites. I'm going to play, see if you know them, all right? Here we go. You ready? It's on my phone. I think you know the band, right?
Sha-na-na.
Not Sha-na-na. What's
Chicago.
Wrong with you? Yeah, it was Chicago. And
that's,
you know what?
Cool.
These guys are great guys. I got there early and we hung out for like a half hour together. And we had Bill Champlin on, do you remember? And Jimmy, who plays the trombone.
Trombone.
He's been on our show. But these guys had never been on our show. And it was great. It was a great opportunity to talk with them. They give back to the other guy too. Like, they were donating their time that night. What a great, great gift. And they raised like over $1 million that night to help people. I think that's what it's about, right?
Mm-hmm.
And becoming family sometimes. Like, even if you're not related by blood, you become a family.
You become a family.
You're united around an issue. You know, it's a beautiful gift. So, you know, God calls us to that every day of the week, and I think that's part of our challenge. What are we going to do to give back? That's what strengthens family life. That's what helps us to grow in faith. Such an important thing to kind of give back in that way. Well, here's the Beatles. This is called Lady Madonna.
Lady Madonna, children at your feet.
Madonna, children at your feet. Yeah, well, you know what? That's our moms, right? And that's the way it works. There's a lot of dedication to being a good parent, and whether, you know, guy or girl, it takes an awful lot of dedication. I used to say to the parents all the time when I was in the high school, this is not the time to take a European vacation or go away for a week skiing with your husband or your wife, you know, because this is the time to be dedicated to teenage children, being around in the house, and of course, like, making sure that, you know, it's a healthy lifestyle, that we're not supporting, you know, alcohol or worse in our homes, you know. The idea is to try to be there and to be that living, breathing example. And once again, you know, you and I come from the same crowd of people. You know, we were kids once too. Sure, I understand that. But at the same time, we try to keep our kids living the straight and narrow. We've made mistakes along the way, but hopefully we've learned from them. And we can point out to our own kids the fact that dedication and a good life is really what it's all about. You know, a virtuous life is what it's all about. And a life of faith. You know, I sometimes will meet people who will say, well, we're going to let our kids choose their own thing, you know, their own faith, their own religion. We don't want to impose. But that's part of our job. Our part of our job is imposing. It's putting religion in their life. It's making sure faith is a part of their life. We're the first builders of faith in our children. I say that in the baptism prayer, you know, after you baptize a baby, that's the first prayer you say to the parents. It says, you know, they'd be the first teachers of their children in the ways of faith. That is so true. And that's such an important reality. Such an important part of being a parent is being that person that, you know, enlightens them with the gift of faith. So it's really important. Hey, here's Leonard Skinner. This is called Simple Man.
Satisfied and be a simple
also another part of parenting, right? That sometimes we know these simple people in our lives, you know, and we can look back, maybe if you go back another generation and like look at your grandparents, you know, I can think of my grandfather being a very simple man, you know, in a lot of ways very simple. But at the same time, if you asked me who's the richest man you've ever met when I was a kid, I would always say my grandpa. And I just think because of the way he lived his life, the way because he kind of presided over the table and he always had a dollar for all of the grandkids, you know, and somehow or another, there was like this very beautiful, simple man that became a part of my life and taught me by his love for me, you know, about being a simple person in that way too. So there's something really great about that. I think simplicity can be something that's really wonderful. Sometimes when we think about faith, you know, we think about it as very complicated and people get PhDs in it and master's degrees in it. And certainly there's a lot to study in the midst of faith. But you know what? Sometimes it's about the simple things too. It's about the simple moments where we say a prayer. It's about the simple approach to the altar when we go to church. All of that stuff, I think, makes a difference. You know, sometimes it's not about all the complicated stuff. Sometimes it's about the really simple stuff and getting back to basics. So maybe today's a day, you know, to go to church and to be grateful to God for our parents and to just say that prayer of Thanksgiving in church. You know, there's something really important about that that really helps us to understand who we are and the context of this world. Hey, here's Paul Simon, Loves Me Like a Rock.
When I was a little boy,
when I was just a boy,
the devil called my name.
When I was just a boy,
I say now, Sunday choir. Oh, my mama loves me. She loves me. She get down on her knees and hug me.
Oh, she loves me like a rock. She rocked me like a rock. Oh, baby, just love me.
She loved me, loved me, loved me, loved me. When I was grown to be a man, and the devil would call my name.
Oh, to be a man.
I say now, consummated man.
Loves me like a rock. What is that all about? Well, I think, you know what? Like, our parents can love us no matter what, right? They've seen us on the worst days, on the best days, and they love us no matter what. There's something amazing about that. I remember at my mother's funeral, you know, I gave the homily at the mass at my mother's funeral. Can you imagine that? You know, don't dream to do that every day. That's not fun. But I remember saying that if she could, she would have taken the Blessed Mother statue, I kind of did this tongue-in-cheek, out of the little clamshell on the lawn and put a statue of me. Like, you know, everybody laughed because they knew how much my mother loved me. me. I mean, it was just incredible, the love that she has for me and still does from heaven. You know, there's something very beautiful about that, something very powerful about that. And I think that's something that we're called to celebrate, that there is a link that's really, really important. I mean, and again, maybe you come from a family where there's been some difficulty, where there's been some separation, but regardless, there's that parental love that just is there that transcends a lot of things. And maybe that's the thing to go to today and to recognize that love like a rock, that sometimes we are like blockheads, you know? Sometimes we're not all of that clear, and sometimes we often hurt people. But the reality is the mercy of God forgives us, and we're called to be those merciful people too, to be able to forgive even the wrongs that have been done to us, maybe wrongs even by our parents, to be able to let go of that so that we can recognize the power of love, which is part of that deep, deep gift of parenting that's always there. It's a gift from God, really amazing. Here's Peter Gabriel, In Your Eyes.
Yeah.
I'm Monsignor Jim. You're listening to Religion and Rock. We're talking about Mother's Day, parenting today, recognizing that great gift in our lives, In Your Eyes. You know, it's a funny thing. I mean, I think about the beauty of that song, but also the other reality of that, which is kind of funny, is that our parents have this way, right, of just looking in our eyes and know we're lying. Kind of get caught all the time, right? You know, and mine was always around food. Because, you know, my mother would say, who finished the ice cream in the house? And my father would say, not me. And I'd say, me neither. And she'd look at me, she said, you did too, you know? So, yeah, that is true. There is something about that look of love, that is such an important thing in our eyes, you know, and it tells a great story sometimes, people's eyes. I know when I visit people in the hospital, and I can think this even in my own mom's life, when they were no longer able to talk or communicate, the eyes said everything. You could look in somebody's eyes and you could tell the story. You could speak to them via eyes. There's something very powerful about that. That's such a tremendous gift that life kind of dwells in our eyes, and there's something so important about that. So we come to recognize that, and we thank God for the gift of those people, you know, the gift of our eyes and being able to see in that way, you know, see love and know love and see the truth in people's, you know, eyes. That's such a great and important thing. Hey, here's The Who. This is called Love Rain or Me.
Only love can make it rain the way the beach is kissed by the sea. Only love can make it rain like the sweat of lovers laying in the field.
Thank you.
great part of his parenting is being there, you know? And that's such an important thing. I was talking to a guy who I work with, Jimmy, and he was saying, like, no, I'm going to my daughter's game. And then another guy said the same thing to me during the week, Joe, my buddy Joe Tantillo. He says to me, I'm going to my son's game. And he goes, you know, I said, really, you're going down there after a long day work? He said, yeah, you know what I remember in my own life growing up? I remember most the baseball games that my dad went to when I was a kid. And this guy, Jimmy, said, I remember my dad going to my football games. You know, there's something about being there for our kids that's really amazing. It's not always about, you know, the latest iPad or spending the most money, but sometimes it's just about presence. Presence is the greatest gift we can give. So I applaud the parents who take the time to go to the dance recitals, attend the plays, you know, make sure they're at all of the jamborees, the scouting things, and at all the games. You know, all of that stuff is so important. And I think it's about that appropriate presence. You know, win or lose, we love our kids. Win or lose, we're there. We don't coach, we don't direct the show, but we're there to support them and be there for them. And that's such a tremendous gift that we teach and hopefully pass on to them that they continue, because that's an important part of faith. You know, being there, presence is what it's all about. It's hard to be faithful and never go to church, right? No, you got to be faithful too to kind of coming together with other people. And that's an important thing, because faith doesn't exist in a void. It exists in a community, exists in a family. And that's exactly how we pass it on, in all these little ways of presence that make such a difference in our lives. Hey, here's the Pretenders, I'll Stand By You.
So sad, tears are in your eyes. Come on and come to me now. Don't be ashamed to cry. Let me see you through, 'cause I've seen the dark side too. When the night falls on you, you don't know to do. Nothing you confess could make me love you less. I'll stand by you, I'll stand by you. Won't let nobody hurt you, I'll stand by you. So if you're mad,
the ultimate role of parenting, like I was just talking about, is that standing by. It's that being by. It's about paying attention to. It's about recognizing that, you know, the presence makes a big, big deal. I can think of times when I brought stuff home from school that I made, like an art class. Or we all had to take ceramics in junior high, you know. And I remember making the coil pot. You know, remember the coil pots we used to make? I don't know if they're still in the curriculum. But those things always came out horrible, boy. I never saw a coil pot that was nice looking that a kid made. I mean, mine was all wobbly and everything else. But my mother made a big deal like it was a Rembrandt, you know, and it was out in the living room, I remember. And, you know, it was like this big piece of art in the living room, you know. But what made the difference is that I made it, obviously, and that was the big deal. You know, I think that's what parents are about. They stand by us through thick and thin, and that role doesn't end. Like, you can't just, like, rescind that, right? You can't rescind parenting. We can't rescind our moms and our dads. So, yeah, there's something about that, that they were connected to them forever, and there's a beautiful gift there. And that's part of what we thank God for today. You know, that's part of our prayer of gratefulness, to thank God for the gift of those people who've stood by us through thick and thin, who probably see the worst of us, you know, and still love us anyway. And there's something really beautiful about that, and that's part of our gratefulness today, no matter where our moms are. You know, that's that gratefulness for that relationship. Hey, here's Train. This is called Drops of Jupiter.
She's back in the atmosphere with drops of Jupiter in her head. She acts like summer and walks like rain. Reminds me that there's a time to change. Since the return of her stay on the moon, she listens like spring and she talks like June. Hey, 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 hey. Well, tell me, did you sail across the sun? Did you make it to the Milky Way to see the lights all fading and that heaven is overrated? Well, tell me, did you fall from a shooting star? One without a permanent scar, and then you miss me while you were looking for yourself out there.
about the lead singer's mom passing away, when we lose somebody in our life, that is a very strong emotion, and that emotion kind of stays with us. There's an emotion that kind of sticks with us, and it kind of comes back in a different way as time goes on. There are times, believe it or not, even in my own life, I'll be driving the car, I'll hear my mom's voice. I just hear like a little, I kind of hear it like playing in the background sometimes. It just kind of rings a bell, and that's a very nice thing. It's not a sad thing. It's kind of a warm thing for me, and there's something beautiful about that. So those people who have gone before us that we remember today, you know, there's something beautiful about that too, that God has them in his care and we kind of entrust them to him and know that they're safe and they're restored and that they know and are known. That's what we've always taught about heaven. So there's something beautiful about that, and we come to recognize those people. Yeah, there's such a great presence that we recognize and thank God for today in their lives and in our life, kind of linked together forever. Here's Eric Clapton. This is called Motherless Children. Josh Aldona and I have been doing this radio show for 28 years now, right? And in that 28 year, I think maybe the first show I ever did, we played this song, believe it or not, Aldona. I'm thinking way, way back. You could probably look it up. But, you know, we've been playing this the whole ride. Why? Because, you know, we talk about adoptive parents and how important that role is and what a beautiful and powerful role that is. But also, you know, sometimes in our lives, we play other roles, too. We play the role of parents sometimes, no matter who we are. As a priest, you know, now and then I will pop into people's lives for a long time or sometimes for a short time and play sometimes a parental role. It's amazing how that happened, particularly the years I was in the high school. You know, sometimes you kind of aid the parents or sometimes the parents aren't around and you say, well, I'm going to help here. I'm going to jump in. And I'm going to help these young people. You know, there's something very powerful about that. I'm doing that now with some kids. You know, there's something really beautiful about that. At the same time, you know, parents who have adopted kids, well, bravo, what a beautiful gift that is and what a powerful gift that is, right, to the world and to those families, because really that melding together of people is a reminder to us that we're created by God, and so family is so real and so possible that it makes that huge difference in our lives. And we, you know, pray for those people, and we ask the Lord to help more generous folks to step forward. That's what matters in the long run. Hey, here's Queen, You're My Best Friend. It's a tremendous gift, friendship in parenthood. Sometimes it comes later in life, right? Once we grow up and the kind of the defenses are down, they're no longer the no people, and then we can kind of have this beautiful relationship. I remember when I was a kid, I never wanted to be seen with my parents. You know, the thought of walking down the center aisle of a mall with them, oh, was crazy. Now, the thought of going out to dinner with them is a dream come true. You know, it's a beautiful, beautiful gift, parenthood, and we come to recognize that great gift today. We thank God for the gift of those people in our lives, and we ask the Lord to help us, you know, to be good at the parenting that we've been called to so that we can really bring others into faith, into happiness, and to kind of see their place in this world and exactly how they're going to make a difference, just like our parents made a difference in our lives. You've been listening to Religion and Rock. It's hosted by me, Monsignor Jim Vlaughn, and it's engineered and produced by the man who has a great mom in heaven, Stephen Aldona. Have a wonderful week, everyone, and don't forget, say a prayer.